in the air.
Yeah, that's part of this journey, I suppose, is the bringing the team together. Mm. And we felt if you split the team up, you don't get the same feeling that you will. Obviously, it's two great games playing against the best in the world. Mm. But also the bigger picture is to build our team unity and camaraderie, and Gus is a big part of that.
How ready do you feel for the challenge that's going
to
come your way?
I would love to have a full healthy list with Gus and Damo out and playing, Tirico playing, but look, we'll put up a good show.
So Tirico and Damo going
to
play?
Oh, they'll play, yeah, but it just our main focus is the NBL season. Mm. And we want to make sure we're healthy for that first and foremost, and we'll make the decisions for that in regards to these two games.
Did Damo have a setback, or did he just not play on the weekend because he's been injured and been old?
A bit of all of the above. You know, we had off-season surgeries, getting him back healthy, and, we want to make sure he's flying at the start of the season and not a month before the season starts. So we've got a program for him, and we'll stick to it.
You were missing a couple of big games for that last game of the Blitz, but you got Blitz. What do you take out of that?
Yeah, disappointed how we played defence. We gave up way too many points to Adelaide, 108 points, and we certainly don't want to do that on a regular basis. We pride ourselves defensively, and we let ourselves down on that area. So that's a big area that we want to fix real soon.
Has Adelaide sent a signal to the rest of the league?
Oh, their quality. Don't worry. You know, they were a championship final last year. They've changed some personnel, but they've still got the nucleus there, so they'll be up there without a question.
How exciting is it to go over and have two cracks of NBA teams?
Yeah, it's going to be a bit surreal when we get to Utah to have our practice on the arena on Friday. I think we're having a practice, and then to get out there against the best in the world. It's going to be a great experience all round, and I'm sure that we're going to do Wildcats proud.
Do you go out and look at the opposition and plan for them, or is it all about you at this point in the year? Like, how do you as a coach prepare them for the game?
Yeah, it's all about us. Obviously, they've got some super talent and out there, and but this time of the year, it's all focused about what we're doing and how we're going to achieve things and how we execute on the court, and looking forward to getting out there and playing against them.
How confident are you of beating them?
I'm sure that we'll do ourselves proud. They're exceptionally talented, and we might have to bring another guy in to cover Angus's position, because we really light on with that position, and Tommy's doing a great job, but we also need some help. So that's something that we're talking about right now, but I'm sure that we're going to give a good Aussie spirited game and get after it.
You're only on the plane tomorrow, so are you talking about someone from overseas you bring in, or are you bringing Aussie?
No, it would be overseas, yeah. Yep.
Are you already speaking to someone over there?
We're starting to make some calls to see who's available. But we certainly need help in that position for a 48-minute game, and we'll see how we go.
If that player, if Angus wasn't then able to get up for the opening round, would that player remain with you guys?
I don't know yet, but offer him to play against two NBA games on live TV in America, which is a pretty big carrot, so we'll see how that pans out.
How many players are you talking to or trying to
convert? Oh, we just got feelers out right now. So, the NBA starts training camp today. So there's a lot of people signed up, and the D-League doesn't start for another couple of weeks. So we've got to find out who's available and if they want to play, and if they suit our personnel. And if it doesn't, we go with our squad. If we have the ability to bring someone in, we'll look at it.
So do you need to know today before you go to play? No. You'll find out when you get
them. Need to know before Saturday tip-off.
Trev, you've been playing Lachlan Cummings and Reece Vaid recently in the Blitz games. Do you see them getting much more minutes looking forward in the season?
Yeah, Reece. Lachlan didn't play in the Blitz, but Reece will certainly play. Yeah, Lockie's our development player. And Reece is fantastic. He's been playing in all games, and he's had a great pre-season, and we'll put him out there on the court against the big fellas to stretch. He certainly can shoot the three, and hopefully the NBA three.
Do you see him getting minutes against the NBA sides, and what experience do you think that will give him moving forward?
Oh, Reece has been probably our best trainer here in pre-season, and playing on the court, he's been very consistent, and playing against Sub, he doesn't have too good of a game, he gets snapped up, but he's a good talent and a long-term prospect for us here at the Wildcats.
You've got a new front court also. What are you expecting out of Nick Cave?
Yeah, well, Nick's, he played four games last week with the Australian team and the Blitz, so he's had a big workload, but typical Nick, you don't hear about it. He just goes to work, puts his hard hat on, and puts his body on the line every day. So he's doing a great job for us and can't wait for him to join the team full time.
And the combination with Mitch Norton, do you expect them to be flowing straight away?
I hope so. Yeah, I was really hoping Damo and Mitch could get out there together in the blitz. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. So we'll get those two guards out and try to cause a little bit of havoc in the backcourt. Nick and Mitch have had a good relationship for every year they've played almost in the NBL. So hoping we can cash in on that.
You mentioned the 48-minute game. How much of a challenge is that at this point of the year especially?
Yeah, it's 3-minute games. It's a little bit different. Our timeouts are 2 minutes compared to our minute. The quarter breaks are longer, so it's a long drawn-out game of 2.5-3 hours. So, and obviously 48 minutes of play, and the guys haven't played that for a long time. I think Damo might have played back in the day when he was in Sydney playing, but it'll be a different experience for the guys.
Different week for you. You're a Collingwood supporter, aren't you?
Mm.
Half the team barracks for West Coast.
Well, I can't lose this weekend, can I? So when I'm in Victoria, I'm Collingwood. When I'm in Perth, I'm West Coast. So I can't go wrong. But it's fantastic just to watch what Simo's done with the Eagles and the injuries that they've had and the excuses that they had. And they haven't cared whatsoever. They just get out and play the West Coast style. So it's going to be... Hopefully we can find a TV to watch it.
You're watching it, surely, from somewhere.
Hopefully, yeah, we can. We'll make some calls and make sure we can get it there live somewhere.
And how big is it as a Collingwood fan? Let's talk about you from the other perspective. These guys barrack for West Coast, and you know Simo, but you will be barracking for the black and white, won't you?
Look, I've barracked for the people that, I've been Collingwood since I was childhood, but I've got more relationships here and with other teams, with Hawthorn, with West Coast and Brisbane. So I kind of wish the people I know do well, and I just hope it's a good game. I'm sure it's going to be.
Looking forward to going home, so to speak?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It'll be good to catch up with some of the family and friends, and it'll be cool to get another NBA experience, and I think it's great for the league and obviously great for Perth, so it's going to be a fun experience all the way around.
Well, some of these boys haven't played in an American environment. Are they leaning on you for a bit of advice?
No, we haven't talked about it too much, but I mean, it's still basketball, and the hoop is 10 feet, 94 feet long, so it's just going to be the same thing, just playing against different competition. But I think it's perfect timing, especially with the regular season right around the corner.
What can the team get out of it? What's the biggest thing you get out of doing the two games?
I mean, pretty much just fixing all the kinks that we had up in the blitz. And these are our last two preseason games before the regular season starts. So this is the perfect time. It's either now or never. But we're definitely looking forward to it. We're going to have fun. But we also know this is a great opportunity for us to take advantage of.
Have you retained contact with many of the Utah guys over the time?
No, I haven't, but it'll be good to catch up with them and, you know, just touch base, see how they've been doing.
And the facility itself to play at, what are these guys going to experience when they get there?
Well, I would imagine it's going to be fun for them. It's going to be a great arena, great environment. And, I don't think, none of the guys have played against NBA teams before, so I think that'll be a great experience. But after the first couple minutes or so, I'm sure the jitters will get out of the way.
What's more important, winning and losing or team bonding?
I think those are both very important. You know, we want to make sure our chemistry and the way we look out there on the floor is very polished. But, we want to go out there and get a win. But it's very important to make sure we're looking great as a unit.
Your previous experience as a Utah Jazz player, will you be using that as motivation, showing them what they're missing out on perhaps when they let go?
No, I treat everybody the same way. It's going to be fun to play out there, like I said. Especially for me, just considering my family can see the game, because a lot of them don't have passports, so they haven't seen me play over here overseas. So it'll be fun, almost like high school, in a sense, bringing back high school memories.
No flying for the game? Or?
Yeah, well, I know for sure. I got a couple coming for Utah and then a couple for Colorado, so it'll be fun.
And you're arriving good, Nick, as well. Like, in good form, personally, having dominated the blitz.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, with the regular season right around the corner, it's best that we look good as a team, and we want to make sure we're in tip-top shape, because as soon as we get back on that plane to Australia, it's time to kick off the season.
How difficult is the fly?
I'm starting to get used to it, but it'll be nice to see for the other Australian guys to get a taste of my world for a change, but it'll be fun.
With Tarico White, what have you made of him so far since he's been brought into the team?
He's a terrific player, and he's going to have a lot of contributions to our team. Very athletic, can shoot the ball, and he's a smart player. And one thing that stands out about me, or to me, is that he has a great attitude. You know, he blends in really well with the team, doesn't have an ego, and I think that's one of the vocal parts of our culture this year, just making sure we're all bought in as one.
It's been said that he's a very good long-range shooter. Do you think he will help you guys shoot better from the field?
Yeah, I think considering he's a pretty good long-range shooter, that should help us out a little bit.